Hi folks, my name is David and it's time for your daily Nerd Devo. Have you ever read through Judges 16, the story of Samson and Delilah, and just shook your head? Why would Samson stay with Delilah, knowing that she was selling him out to the Philistines? I've shaken my head about this for years. Then I remembered I used to live near a truck-eating bridge. Two lanes of traffic. The bridge that spans Independence Avenue in Kansas City, Missouri, has claimed hundreds, maybe thousands, of tractor trailers. Its deceptive 12-foot height has caused many truckers to lose their cargo and probably their jobs. Why? Because they see the sign and think they're gonna make it. A Facebook page and Twitter page both attest that doesn't happen. Why did Samson keep going back? Because he thought he'd make it. Even with one of the times he's leaving the front door of Delilah's house, he's got a weaving pin through his hair. What's it doing there? He told Delilah to weave his hair. Why? Because he thought he could make it. We know at least one other of the Nazarite vows Samson had broke, the one regarding a corpse when he pulled honey out of the corpse of a lion. He thought, I didn't lose my strength from that. Maybe cutting my hair won't do it either. When Delilah had those locks sheared, Samson lost his strength. Why? Because he thought he could make it. And found out he couldn't. And it cost him his eyesight. It cost him becoming basically an animal grinding grain in a mill. Becoming the object of ridicule. Showing, hey, look whose god is greater. Dagon. Hail Dagon. Boo. Adonai. Why? Because he thought he could make it. Nerd of God Squad, sometimes as we're living our Christian life and we look at some of the things that the world are doing that is really kind of cool, but are wrong according to the Bible, we think we can make it. And guess what? You may be able to make it for a little while. Samson made it for a little while. But ultimately, there will be a time where you will no longer make it. And just like Samson, you'll find yourself wrecked. Just like you find those trucks, you'll find yourself wrecked. Why don't we stop before we reach the point of no return? Before we reach that bridge that'll eat our story and turn around? Will Rogers once said, if you find yourself going the wrong way on the road, remember, God allows U-turns. So that's all the time we have for today. If you want to hear more Nerdy Devos, hit that subscribe button and join our Facebook group, the Nerd of God Squad. My name is David, and this has been your Daily Nerd Devo. Remember, use your fandoms to grow in the love of God and to show others the love of God.